By the beginning of the next century, the world's population will be about 11 billion. Our next guest calculates that's like adding a whole New York City to the world every month for 40 years. 3 billion more humans to feed and to house. Now, how are we going to do that and also ensure there will be a planet in 70 years? In other words, how do you build for 3 billion people without further adding to the global warming that building creates and that threatens the future? Architect, planner, and housing philosopher Vishan Chakrabarty has an idea. He's founder of the New York-based POW Studio, dedicated to what its website describes as sustainable, equitable, and joyous cities. We've spoken before. Vishan Chakrabarty, welcome back.
Thanks, Robin. Great to be back.
And just give us a sense of what you have been thinking about, how your head is filled with this. How many square feet are we talking about?
Well, you know, to house another 3 billion people, we need another 2.4 trillion square feet. That is, as you said, like adding a New York City to the world every month. We have tremendous existing housing needs for our existing populations and for this incoming population that's set to stabilize at about 11 billion, as you said, by 2100.
And as you were very honest in saying in a TED Talk we're going to link people to, you're scared.
Well, I'm scared by what I see as a set of converging crises. Obviously, the climate. Housing affordability is something that has now reached a sort of national political level in terms of debate. And obviously, we have all of this social tension. Our democracy is in trouble because I think there's just a lot of tension in the air about all of these converging crises. And so what I've been trying to think through is how in the act of housing people with dignity can we create part of the solution as opposed to making the problems worse?
Right, when we can't even do it now, as you say, we're going to add 3 billion.
And
let's start with the concerns. Is the concern about material for building? We know concrete, for instance, is polluting. Is it the energy the buildings use afterwards? I mean, what's the concern?
It's both. It is both what's known as the embodied energy in the building materials. So as you mentioned, concrete, steel. People are working on better materials to build buildings out of, but they're still a ways off. There are environmentally more sustainable materials. Wood is actually quite a sustainable material if it's sourced correctly.
Hold on. For those saying, wait a second, that's cutting down trees.
Well, actually, if you talk to people who know forestry, they'll tell you that with our firefighting, we actually want to thin out the forests in places. There are sustainable ways to grow trees, and they are carbon sinks, meaning that they actually absorb carbon that's in the atmosphere. And brick isn't too bad either. It's not as good as wood.
It's so funny, though, that you're talking about wood and brick, which is kind of where everything started, and which means that, you know, we're not talking about towers because you're not going to build a wooden tower.
Right. What I'm talking about isn't rocket science. It's building 2 to 3 story homes. Like if you think about Brownstone Boston or, you know, the Hutongs of Beijing, some of the most beloved parts of our cities are this kind of 3-story scale. So why is that important, that 3-story scale? The other technology we have today is solar panels. And in our office, we did a calculation that basically said that you hit a kind of Goldilocks sweet spot at 3 stories where you can generate just enough more power than what the residents of a 3-story building need. If the building gets bigger, there's too many occupants, you can't generate the power with the solar. If the building gets smaller than 2 or 3 stories, like a single family house, for instance, then you start getting into car dependency. Mm-hmm. And townhouses give you enough density to support light rail, high-speed buses, subways, and so forth.
Okay, so just to review what I think you just said, towers, you're not against towers, but they are built out of steel and concrete right now. Too much, what did you call it, embodied energy?
Embodied energy,
right?
Yeah.
Houses, single houses, read suburbs. Too much
sprawl,
too much cars, again, too much pollution and energy loss there. This Goldilocks, this sweet spot, is these 3-story houses. Tell us more about how you envision them.
You might build that out of wood in a lot of parts of the United States. In a country like India, you might, where the, you know, it's a much more humid climate, you might build it out of brick. Another thing that's interesting about three stories is international building code says you don't need to put an elevator in a three-story building. So that means as long as you provide wheelchair access to the ground floor units. And what that does is it reduces concrete, because elevators need a lot of concrete. It reduces a lot of the building costs. And again, like we started with affordability, right? So we need to not only solve the climate crisis, we need to solve the affordability crisis. I also think that introducing more density into communities, especially single-family communities, is often very politically fraught. And I think it's harder to do that with much taller buildings, whereas these are actually kind of the same height as big houses. You know, they're about 30 feet tall. And so we really can integrate these into existing communities. I just think we're at this moment where we have to rethink how we house our people, both existing populations and incoming population. And we need to think about that globally, because we're at the precipice of a disaster here.
Well, in fact, some cities are thinking this way, looking at, for instance, affordable housing that might have been built in the 60s, these huge, sprawling, tower-like apartment complexes that started to look and feel like prisons. They create heat islands because there's no trees, there's no green. But how do you convince a developer who has that great plot of land in the city, hey, just make a three-story, you know, five-family thing instead of a tower?
If you're in the heart of Boston or New York or San Francisco, it's probably not appropriate to build a three-story building. You've got a lot of mass transit around. There's reasons to build taller. Where I see a lot of the issues are in the sort of inner ring suburbs near commuter rail station. There's a lot of opportunity for that kind of three-story housing. For a developer, that makes sense, because when you start to build taller, you start to introduce way more building costs, elevators, concrete, and so forth. So it is site dependent. It's also, you know, culturally dependent. There's other places in the world where it just doesn't make sense to build that many towers yet. Our office is doing this big project in the heart of Mongolia where, you know, this scale actually makes sense in the heart of the city. You know, to me, what we have to stop doing is building all these single-family homes.
You also say that this kind of housing is more likely to be able to use carbon-neutral technology.
Right, and in fact, we're going for a step beyond that, which is carbon-negative. We're saying that this kind of housing can actually produce more energy than it consumes if you put the right systems in it. And again, all systems that exist, you can do everything from composting to having battery systems so that you literally are helping to solve the problem. And I think that's what's really exciting. It's taking a kind of older model and known technologies, adding some other technology to it, and actually helping to solve the problem rather than being part of the problem.
Can produce ice or ice water and hot water off peak and then use it on peak.
Yep, yep.
Because you can't really get that technology in a huge tower building yet. You make the stunning claim that if we use this type of housing, we could house the entire population of these, you know, 11 billion people in 70 years in a landmass the size of France.
And somehow I don't think the French would want us all there. But but I put that in out there to make a point, which is I think when people look at it, they say, three-story housing with solar panels, like, what's the big deal? How much impact could this have? And I just wanted to sort of stress that today, we use so much land for the way we live. And if we just live in a more compact but still sort of socially joyous way, we actually could manage to house everyone. And I think there's so much hand-wringing and fear and histrionics around, oh my God, 11 billion people. By stating this simple calculation that said, like, well, if we all lived at this scale, we could fit in France. We're not all going to live in France. That's not my point. My point is just, we have enough land, we have the technology, we just need the vision. You know, I'm hopeful that someone will pick up the idea and run with it, and we'll see if it really works.
Vishaan Chakravarti, we'll link you to his TED Talk about this, the thing that's right in plain sight, he says, this Goldilocks housing, three stories, carbon negative, you actually make extra energy. Vishaan, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you again.